This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Colvin, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. Please join us for a word of prayer.
Awesome God, we thank you for the gift of this beautiful day, this beautiful fourth Sunday of Advent, where we celebrate the gift of your love. God, we thank you for this season of waiting and expectation. Lord, there are a lot of expectations in the world. Someone's expecting healing this day. Someone is expecting a breakthrough this day. Someone is expecting for your favor and grace, your covering to continue in their life this week. God, someone is expecting even a miracle today. And so we thank you, God. We gather in this place to do nothing but honor you, to glorify your name, to celebrate who you are, and to celebrate how you to recognize that there is no God like you. Yes. There is none like you in all the earth, in all of the universe. To
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
The Bible says, "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Now let's join Reverend Eleanor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
Our text today comes from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 6.
For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and his prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Amen. 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 Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, we thank you that you thought of everything. You knew we would need a wonderful counselor. You knew we would need a mighty God to live right here on earth among us. You knew we'd need a Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord God, for thinking of everything. God, use this moment right now. Use this preaching moment to show us how you would have us to accept the good gifts that you give and how you would have us to be good gift givers in this world. God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart is acceptable in your sight. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Friends, there's only 6 days left until Christmas. I'm not sure what you're hoping for. I don't know what you're expecting this year. You might have a really simple wish list, or your needs and wants might be more elaborate, like our children and youth. When we started the rehearsal for the play, I asked them, what is the one thing that is at the top of your list? I can't tell you how many people said iPhones, but particularly things like iPhone 12, not just any kind of iPhone, iPhone 12. There were a couple of computers on the list, and somebody needs car repairs for Christmas. You heard? Car repairs for Christmas. But at least their priorities are in the right place. He ain't asking for 4 pair of Jordans when he know he need his car fixed, right? So car repairs, long gone are the days where the big ticket item was a bike or an easy bake oven. Y'all must have some good jobs. But whatever is on your list among all of those things, I pray that you have added the gifts of Advent to your list. Hope, peace, joy, love, new life, grace, abundance. Are those things on your wish list this year? Are you expecting them? And are you expecting the Christ child to make a difference in your life this year? Friends, Jesus is the greatest gift. That's our subject for today, the greatest gift. And just like our toys and new gadgets and phones come with instructions, God's word is our instruction to know how to function with the greatest gift. Now, Lord knows, I hope that we don't toss God's instruction book aside the way some of us throw away them directions when it comes time to put together whatever it is we're trying to put together. Let's hope we don't toss aside the directions that God gives us. Because after getting the greatest gift, God instructs us to go into the world, make disciples in Jesus's name, teach them everything that I've taught you, Christ says. So when we receive the great gift, our job becomes sharing that great gift with the world, sharing the great gifts of God that are alive in us, showing off a little bit, if you will. Because who gets something fab the same way we in here showing our phones to one another, or we do that in a classroom the same way you show your new outfit, jewelry, whatever? Who would not show off the gifts of God? It's not bragging. It's not being proud. The word says what? Let your light shine before others so that they'll see your good works and your God in heaven will be glorified. You may be hearing the song on the radio that says, my light shines brighter when it shines for you. That's all God is asking. Show off those good gifts. Shine in Jesus's name. I read a story this week about a rabbi. It's a fictional story, but it's a story of a rabbi, a teacher who comes to the end of his life, gathers all of his students around him, and he gets emotional, overwhelmed. He starts to cry. And all of the students want to know, Rabbi, what's wrong? Like, we know you're not afraid to die. You've lived a great life. We know you're not afraid to die. You've lived dedicated to God. You have taught God's ways to people. What's wrong? And the rabbi said, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not worried that I'll get before the Maker and God will say, why weren't you more faithful, more devoted like Abraham? I'm not worried about that. He says, I'm not worried that God will ask me, why weren't you a better, stronger leader like Moses? Why didn't you take more risk for the kingdom like Jacob? He said, I'm not worried that God will ask me that. I'm not worried that God will want to know why I wasn't a more compassionate servant like Mother Teresa, or maybe a more bold advocate and voice for change like Martin Luther King. He said, I'm worried that I will get there and God will ask me why I wasn't more me. Why didn't I give more of myself to the world? Why didn't I live out the unique purpose that I was created to fulfill? Why didn't I give the world more of me? Because the greatest gift we have to give is us. And more specifically, the greatest gift we have to give is Christ alive in us. That's the greatest gift that we as Christians, as disciples have, is being the hands and feet of Christ in the world. In the world at the food bank, in the world at your sports practices, in the world in the band room, in the world on your job, giving the great gifts of ourselves to the world. Theologian Howard Thurman had something to say about this. You may know that Howard Thurman was one of Dr. King's greatest inspirations. Dr. King would say that he always traveled with two books at all times. One of them was the Holy Bible, and one of them was written by Dr. Thurman. And so he says, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what sets you on fire. What makes you come fully alive? What are you passionate about? Because what the world needs is more people who are on fire. Amen. More people who are fully alive. Friends, the world doesn't need half of that stuff that's stuck out to sea right now. Now, I know it's a little inconvenient when I go in the store and I'm like, ain't no bacon in here. All the Cheerios, and you know it's like 19 different kind of Cheerios, but all the Cheerios are missing today. So it's a little, it disrupts our day-to-day lifestyle. But we don't need half of the stuff that stuck out to sea right now. The news says that some of those boats have sat out there for 8 weeks, 12 weeks. Some have had to return to wherever they came from because you simply cannot get into a port in the United States. And guess what? Do this for me. You feel that? We still living. We still making it. Without half of that stuff that can't get to us, we're still making it. Because we can trust that there's no disruption in the only supply chain that matters. We can trust that every good and perfect gift comes from above. That's one of our key verses today. We can trust that those good gifts will be delivered by our on-time God. Now, I didn't say every gift. Don't get the pastor wrong. Don't start talking about me Saturday when something don't show up. I didn't say every gift. I said every good and perfect gift. Everything we need for this abundant life that we talk about. everything we need for new life in Christ. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. You may have seen the meme I did on social media that says, "This is not the year to get everything you want. This is the year to appreciate everything you have." Now, let me tell you what we have, church. According to Isaiah 9, we have a wonderful counselor. We have a mighty God. We have a Prince of Peace. And the text tells us that of his great government, of his great peace, there will be no end. In other words, there is no problem with the supply chain. Amen. We have a wonderful counselor when no one gets us, when no one seems to understand us. We have a Prince of Peace when you can't win for losing, when your back is up against the wall, when you're at home trying to remember how the choir sings it, "Trouble don't last always." No, you can't quite remember it because of all of your troubled days. Can you appreciate the fact that we already have a Prince of Peace, even if he's still taking his nap and has not yet calmed the storms? The really good news is that this great government, this great peace, will never end, the word says. There are no term limits. Jesus won't have to run again in order to be savior of the world. There is no supply chain issue here. No end to Christ's peace, no end to Christ's rule, no end to all of the gifts that his reign and his rule bring. No end to hope and love, no end to joy and justice, no end of abundance and grace. I hope you have not worried for 1 second that Christmas was canceled this year. Not by a slowdown in the shipping industry, not by COVID-19, not by Omicron. And let's be clear, what do they say? Delta is 4 times more contagious than the original strain, and Omicron is 2 times more contagious than Delta. So be smart. Yes, we will adjust how we celebrate this year, amen. But there will be no change in who we celebrate. There will be no change in how we celebrate. Christ says it this way, "My peace I give to you." And Jesus says, "You know what? I give gifts differently. I don't give to you like the world gives you. What I'm offering you, the world could never do for you. The kind of hope, the kind of peace, the kind of joy that I bring, the world could never do that for you. So stop looking for someone else to do what only Christ in heaven can do." Jesus says the world's gifts might be stuck in port, but mine are not. The world's gifts might be undeliverable. Something might have gotten sent back, but mine are not. Jesus said the world's gifts might be stolen right off your front porch, but mine will not, Christ says. Jesus says, not these, not the greatest gifts ever given. Friends, the good news today and every day is that God so loved the world that God sent his only son so that whoever believed in him would have life, eternal life, and would not perish. The good news today and every day is that God gave the greatest gift ever given. God gave the wonderful counselor. God gave himself, the mighty God, in flesh. God gave the Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God. Friends, the song says, "Don't forget the baby." Don't forget that the baby, Jesus, is the reason for the season. Don't forget that in all of our giving and in all of our getting, don't forget Emmanuel, God right here with us. Don't forget the healer. Don't forget the provider. Don't forget the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Don't forget the waymaker. Don't forget whatever it is you need him to be. That's why he says, "I am that I am." I can be whatever it is you need me to be. Don't forget that great gift this Christmas season. Today, this fourth Sunday of Advent, God reminds us through the prophet Isaiah, now behold the Lamb. That is still the greatest gift ever given. God reminds us to behold the Lamb that is alive and well in this world and alive and well in each of us. God says, now behold the Lamb who is reminding you of your job. That when you receive a great gift, you're required to give a great gift. Jesus says, that's your responsibility. I came to teach you how to be good givers in this world. Don't be that person in the family who don't mind getting, but is never thoughtful enough to give a gift to somebody else. Don't be that person in the family who don't mind feasting. They don't mind eating all day and taking a to-go plate, but they don't never want to help prepare the table. Even if that means ice and paper goods. Come on, ice and paper goods. That might be your ministry. But don't let somebody cook all day and then have to run, go get the ice. Don't be that person in the church family, in the Christian family, who doesn't offer the world the greatest gifts ever given to you. Don't forget to give a good gift this year. Don't forget the baby. And I pray you will remember, above all else that you share, to share the greatest gift ever given, the Christ child who is alive and well in the world, who is alive and well in you. Christmas is not canceled. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.